You're holding the Gemara Daf Mem Dalad of his days, the last Gemara. Omale Ravacha Bredu Ravavi the Ravashi. So Ravacha, the son of Ravavi, is the Kashat Ravashi. Midirabonon Nishmal Rabbi Kiva. From the Rabbonon, we should see also how Rabbi Kiva should learn out from the Posek Mishras. So what's the Kasha? Like we spoke out before. Mi loy amri Rabbonon. Doesn't the Rabbonon use this Posek of Mishras? Litain tam kikar. They learn out from this Posek by Nozir Mishras that if you just soak the grapes in water, that the tam, the taste of the grapes go into the water. It's also for Nozir to drink the water. So you see there's a klal of tam kikar. And the Rabbonin say that Mikana Todan Luchol Isurun Shabbatera. From here we learn out the Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not only by Nozir is there the Chiddush of Tam Kikur, but rather we say Kol HaTorah Kula, you learn out all the Isurim from Nozir. Yeah, like we said before, because Nozir has a lot of Kulas, it's a very lenient Isur. So for the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva Nami, the same din should be according to Rabbi Akiva, that Mishras Lehetim Estaraf Yisur should be Mikana Todan Lechol Yisur and Shevat Torah Kula. Hey, so that according to Rabbi Akiva, that he uses the Pasuk Mishras by Nozir to learn out Hetim Estaraf Yisur, that even though you're eating a little bit of the wine and a little bit of the bread together, you have a Kezayis Yechayiv. So why did Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Avuah before Rabbi Yochanan said it instead of him? That it's only by Nozir, Rabbi Noah, the Yisurim. Why don't we learn out from Nozir to call it Torah Kula? To say there's a Chiddush of Hetem Mitzaref Liyisim. Just like the Rabbanan learn out Tam Tikkel of Chalot Torah, why doesn't Rabbi Kiva learn out his Chiddush of Hetem Mitzaref Liyisim also to all of him? Why does he say Dafka by Nozir and no place else? So Gemara answers, Omale, so he answered back, Mishum dehevei nozir v'chates shneik suv maboyin kiyechud. This is true. It's a chiddush by nozir. You say hetem mitzaref liyisur, but the Torah says it someplace else also. By a chates, by a korban, the Torah also says this chiddush of hetem mitzaref liyisur. So then the klal is v'yein melamdin. When you have two suvim, the Torah says it two times. Maboyin kiyechud is a melamdin. Like the question is, why did the Torah have to say it twice? For why didn't the Torah just say it one time? Let's just say it by nozir, and from nozir we learn how to call it Torah kula. Elamai and Saraya, no, the Torah says it two times, only these two places do we have the Chiddush of Hetem Mitzaref Liyisim, but no place else. So Mora says, Nozir Hodi Amorin. Nozir is like the Chiddush we just said from Mishras, that Hetem Mitzaref Liyisim. Chatis Mahi, where the Alocha by Chatis, also we say Hetem Mitzaref Liyisim. So Mora says, Titania, we're going to the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Kol Asha Yigab Ifsara Yatish. Any meat that touches the korb, the Chatis, becomes Kodesh. What does that mean? Even if it didn't get dissolved inside it. In other words, if the meat of a korban shlomim touched the meat of a korban chatis, maybe even if it wasn't balua. Balua means like the taste, the tam of the chatis went into the meat of the korban shlomim. It was balua, it was swallowed up inside it, dissolved inside it. So I would think even if it doesn't and no taste of the chatis goes inside it, just the fact they touched, Talmud Leimah, no, the Pasuk says, Bifsara Yaktish. Ashayiv la bebosam, Yaktish. Until a little bit of the blue, a little bit of the tam, of the taste of the carbon, the meat, that's a chatis, went into the meat at the shlomim. So we say now, what's the chidishir? Liyah is kamahu. That this meat of the carbon shlomim has the same din now as the carbon chatis. What does that mean? Shim sulahi tifsol. That if the korban chatis was posle, was tigul, so that meat is osetit, hu adin, when you eat now the shlomim, it's also osetit. Because we say, since a little bit of the tam of the chatis went into the shlomim, when you eat the shlomim, now you're eating a little bit of the chatis, so we say, hetem sarafli yisr, that it's osur. V'yim ksheirihi, let's say the korban chatis is still kosher, over the locher is, toyocho kechoymer shabo, you have to eat this meat now, like the chaymer of a korban chatis. In other words, the chatis you only allowed to eat that day you shechted and the night. Mashenka, let's say from a korban shlomim, the din is you allowed to eat it 2 days and the night in between. Now let's say this meat from the korban shlomim touched the meat of the korban chatis, and some blua, some tam of the korban chatis went into the meat of the korban shlomim. So when you eat the korban shlomim now, you're not allowed to eat it more than one day because it has a din like a korban chatis. So what kind of din is this? This is the chiddush of hetem mitzaref liyisim. So you see, the Torah said it twice, by Chatis and by Nozir, therefore we don't learn out any place else. Like Rashi says, The pasuk says, "Kol asher yegiya b'sarim, dosa chulinay shlomim, whether it's regular meat or shlomim dikim meat. She's man achilosim ruben mechatis. The shlomim eat more than a chatis. A shlomim is 2 days, and a chatis is only 1 day. V'noga bechatis and touch the chatis yatish. Chid meforish lios kamo shemsulo hoista chatis going figul like psul acher. If the korban chatis had a psul figul on it or some other psul." Is a locha tifso, avzu shabolim imenu. This piece of meat from the korban shlomim, since it has some tam of the chatis inside it, it becomes kosher. V'im sheri, if the whole kosher, the shlomim and the chatis, is a chatis mahanya lo bolas himenu, lesa beyachilo, ela kechoymi shabom. Kechoymer ha chatis shenib labom, lefnim and akloim. Is now that this piece of meat from the shlomim has a little bit taste of the chatis inside it, it has a chumra, you have to eat it like a korban chatis. First of all, you can only eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash, not outside. Or the zichre kuna, only to a zocha, to a man, a kayin, and not to an isha. L'yayim b'layla echad, only 1 day and 1 night. That's the chiddush of kol asher yiga b'vsara. Is yochel afilu loy bolo hanagaz bo mimenu kam rachmoni yatish? Maybe just the fact that a piece of meat touches the chatis, that alone makes this piece of meat the isurim. Tamulay meno, it says the posik, Bivsorim. Yeah, the next Rashi says, Toyochal, Hai Balaz Kechomish Shabor. Now that you have this meat of the Shlomim, since it has a bali, it has a taste inside it of the Korban Chatis, you have to eat it like a Korban Chatis. Shereyeshbo Beis Minim. It's like two tastes, two things in this meat now. Echot Chomer, Yechot Kal. One is the Chatis, one is the Shlomim. You see this whole piece of meat, you have to eat like the chumra of the chatis. There's only a little bluer inside it, and you're not eating the kezayis worth of the chatis. So why do we say you can't eat this piece of meat only with the dine chatis? You see, there's a klal of hetem itself liyisur. So this is a territory of Kiva does not learn out the kol haterakula his chiddush of hetem itself liyisur, because the Torah says the two places, only these two places, and no place else. For the Gemara of Rabbonin. Nami, nehevi nozi v'chatish neiksuv aboyin kiyech v'layim alamdin. Kodakash is now according to Rabbonin. Rabbonin used the word mishras for tam tikr. L'churu by kodishim, there's also a posik to say tam tikr. He says, in this posik of chatish, you also learn out the aside of tam tikr. So according to Rabbonin, it should also be a kasha. There are two psukim for tam tikr, so I should not be able to learn out to call it Tarakula. Zumara says, no, Amri, according to Rabbonin, hani mitzvah tzrichi. Rabbonin say, no, we need both chidushim. Like Rashi says, tomorrow will soon explain it. This is not called Shnei Ksuma Boin Kiyechad. If you can't learn out one from the other, the name of to say, like usually this is the Svara for Shnei Ksuvim. Like when the Torah said one, why isn't that enough? Why does the Torah have to say it a second time? So that's usually the case, that since the Torah says it twice, as a teacher, you can't learn out any other place. But Rabbonin say, no, here we don't have that klal, because the Torah has to say both places, by Nozir and by Chatis. So from here you cannot learn out to say it's a Shnei Ksuvim Boin Kiyechud. That's what Rabbonin's Torah is. For Rabbi Kiva, Rabbonin, the Kiva say, no, my Tzrichi, why do you say you have to have these two things? I'll tell you, no, one is extra, and since it's extra, the klal is Ein Malamdin. Pish Leimi Kosev Rachmona V'Chatis, the Torah would have just said, if I Korban Chatis, we say Tam Kikr is true. I would not learn out the Yisurin Nozir from a Korban Chatis. Why the Chulim Mikodesh and Loigamrinim? I would say maybe it's a special Chiddush, a special Chumra only by Kodeshim. We say the Chiddush of Tam Kikr, but not by Yisurin Nozir, which is not Kodeshim. It's Tam Achum Dikalocha. So true. But the Kasha like this, Alichta Rachmona Benozir. The Torah just should have said one Pasuk Mishras by Nozir to teach me Tam Kikr. And now I would learn out Hilchas Chatis from Nozir, like it's a Kalva Chayma. Nadach by the lenient Isser of Nozir, the Torah says Tam Kikr, for sure by Chomadik Yitzel, like by Kotchim, for sure the Torah would say Tam Kikr. You're learning out everything from Nozir. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. So Rabbi Kiva says, I learn out Mishras for Hetem Tzarf L'Yisr. You have another Pasuk by Chatis for Hetem Tzarf L'Yisr. So the Kashri, the Torah, just should have said by Nozir. And from Nozir, I would learn out to call a Torah Kula. Now that the Pasuk says by Chatis, you want to tell me that's called extra. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, says, yes, it is extra. Because the Torah just should have said by Nazir, and I would learn now Chatas from Nazir. Why did the Torah have to say another Pasuk by Chatas to say also the Chiddush of Hetem Esar for Yisrael? So that's why Rabbi Kiva says, Dafka over here, by Chatas and by Nazir, do we have the Chiddush of Hetem Esar for Yisrael? And no place else. Now, back to Kash of Rabbonin. Observe, what's Pshan the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin used this Pasuk Mishras by Nazir to teach us Tam Kikr, and they say we learn now for Kol Torah Kula. So the question is the Rabbonin also. But the Torah says it a second time by Chatis. So why don't we say it Shnei Ksuvim and you can't learn out? So Rabbanan answered, Rabbanan Amri Loch Mitzvah Tzrichi. No, I need both Psukim here. It's not called extra. Therefore, I could learn out all over. I tell you, Chatis, Tetem Estar for Yisr. The Rabbanan say, true. Why Chatis, the Chiddush is not just Tam Kikr. For Tam Kikr, just if you taste the Yisr, I do not need a Chiddush to say it's also by Chatis. Pshita, learn it out from Nazir. So the reason why the Torah says a special pasuk by Chatis is to teach me the yisoid of hetem etzaraf liyisur. Ve'chulen mikodesh yom loy gomer. And true, I don't learn out kol Torah kula for that chiddush. I can't learn out chulen from kodeshim. Abu mishras, when the pasuk says by nozir mishras, that's litain tam kikr. That chiddush is the tam, the taste of the yisur is awesome. O mikana tadam lo kol Torah kula. And here it's like a true, you could learn out the kol Torah kula. That's pshan the rabbonin. So Chatis is for Hetem Esaf Yisr only one Pasuk, and I don't learn out from that. But Nazir also has only one Pasuk for Tam Kikr, and from that I learn out all over. So Rashi says, for Rabbanan Amri Loch Mitzvah Tzrichi, Chatis Hashminan Mishrim de Hetem Esaf Yisr. V'inam is a Rashi Loi Ivla Bekula. Here's the Chiddush. By this Chatis, when the piece of the meat touches the Shlomim, true, a little bit Bali, a little bit Tam of the Chatis went into a little portion of the meat of the Shlomim. But it didn't go throughout the whole piece of the meat of the shlomim. So mainly we said the chiddush is a yochal chatzis zayis pigel, the chatzis zayis het vasachas nigba minay to be kodeshim nichayim. That's the chiddush of chatzis, that if you eat a little piece of the meat where the tam went into it of the shlomim, and another piece of the meat of the shlomim that the tam did not go into it, that's completely heter. So we say nichayim. That's the chiddush of heter mitzafu yisur. Abu miyu b'shari surum le'arminun hachi. But by Shari Surum, we can't learn out from Kodeshim, because I'll tell you, this Chiddush was only said by Kodeshim and not by Chulin. V'afilu Nazir, even Nazir does not have this din according to Rabbanan. There's no din hetem staff liyisir. The Chulin mi Kodeshim loy gamrina. O Mishras lavli agmuri hetem staff liyisir. Now, according to Rabbanan, when the Pasuk says Mishras by Nazir, it's not for the purpose of hetem staff liyisir, because Rabbanan don't hold from that all over. Elalitain tam kikr. Now tells us the chiddush of tam kikr, the tam. If you taste the tam in any part in something else, the tam is like the goof of the iser is there. So if you eat a kezayis of the meat that has the taste of the iser, there you chayiv. Not because of hetem itself the iser, but because it's called completely iser. Because the tam is like the iker, is like the iker for iser. So Rashi now the Megula Nochrim lo yalef. The Rabbanan say you can't learn out from Megula Nochrim. The fact that Torah says you have to kasher the kelim for midyan. The chiddushu, because there was a chiddush like we said. Really, it's tam levgam. It's a bad taste. It should have been mutter. So the Torah said it was also it's a special chiddush. We can't learn out from Megula Nochrim. The yitzchok lemichta v'nazir. Therefore, Torah has to say by nazir mishras that any time you have the taste of the yitzchok over there, you were soaking the grapes in water. And the taste of the grapes went into the water, so it's also to drink the water now because the taste is like the guf of the iser. But they, according to Rabbanan, you're allowed to learn out the kol Torah kula. You say tam kikr. That's pshat in the Rabbanan. So the Rav Rabbi Kiva says no. Tavayu lehetem esaf liyiser. Rabbi Kiva learns out that even the pasuk of nozir by mishras is talking about hetem esaf liyiser. Because Rabbi Kiva says, for the posture of the Chiddush of Tam Kikr, if you taste the Yisr, it's like the goof of the Yisr, that he learns out from Gule Nochrim. The Torah said there, by the Parshas of Midyon, when the Yidin killed the Midyonim and took the Kalim, if they wanted to cook in their Kalim, that's treif, you had to make a Heksher first. Now what's wrong with cooking in the pots? There's only a bliya, there's only a taste of the Yisr. So we see the taste of the Yisr is considered like the goof of the Yisr. And Rabbi Kiva holds it's not called the Chiddush, because the Torah only said it's osim and he writes only the same day that the goyim cooked in it, and then he holds it's not called lefgam, that's called leisin tam leshvach, which is osir, and we learn out from there kol Torah kulu, the such yisoid of tam kikr. That's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. That's how we know Tam Tikrim. So what does he do with the Pasuk Mishras? Does it tell me the Chiddush of Hetem and Tam for Yisr, even by a portion of Yisr, like by Nazir? So therefore Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Tavayo the Hetem and Tam for Yisr. Meila v'hevel u'shnei k'sum v'boin k'yechot. V'chol shnei k'sum v'boin k'yechot rei melamdin. As according to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah says by Nazir Mishras, Hetem and Tam for Yisr. There's another Pasuk by Chattis to tell me Hetem Tzav for Yisur. The question is, what do I need to sukkim for? The Torah just said it by Nazir, that would be enough. I should learn out Chattis from Nazir. But the Pshat is, since the Torah says it again by Chattis, Kol Asher Yigav Efsar V'Yatish, to say that Hetem Tzav for Yisur, we see only here and no place else. So that's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva, where he says Hetem Tzav for Yisur is only by Nazir and Chattis and no place else. Omalei Rav Asher Rav Kanom Eloho Detanya, that we learned. Anything that comes out of the grapes, from the pits and the shells of the grapes, it's also for Nazir. Limud, we learn out from here, Ali Sure Nazir, that after the Nazir is not allowed to eat any types of grapes, that you mitstarif different types of grapes, you mitstarif together to be chayif. In other words, not only do you have to have a kezayis of the grape itself, but even a kezayis made up from pits and from shells, also it's in starf. He watches lima alisim nozir midekano lechatzan v'zag and mechadachilo limit shem starfin. You see the chatzi zayis of zag and a chatzi zayis of chatzin and yichayiv. That's what it says. Now, for the Gemara, hashtel Rabbi Kiva isa v'hetem starfin isa v'yisim iboi according to Rabbi Kiva, why did need a posse tell me a chiddush that if you eat pits and shells together it's mitzaref, that a chatz zayis of each one is chayiv, madach if you don't eat a chatz zayis of a grape and a chatz zayis of bread, it's mitzaref together, yichayiv. So pshita, two types of yisurim, the pits and shells that are both also pshita them mitzaref. What do I have to have a special posse for according to Rabbi Kiva? Or malay, the Gemara answers, isa v'heta b'vas achas isa v'yisa b'zechazim. I tell you, the chiddush of hetem and starf liyisur is only when eating the two things together. That means the grapes and the bread eating a mamish together. So about this one achila, that's the chiddush of hetem and starf liyisur. But let's say first you eat a little bit piece of the grape, and then after that you eat a little piece of something else, it wouldn't be mitzaref. That's called an achila of hetem and achila of yisur. That's not mitzaref together. Here the chiddush is no. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the pits, and then toch kadei achilas kraft, like a minute later, you eat another chatzi zayis of the shells, here it's mitzaref. Therefore, that's this chiddush. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the ikar pasuk nazir mishras are telling me hetem mitzaref liyisur. That's when you eat the two together. If you eat a chatzi zayis of the grape and a chatzi zayis of something else together, you chayiv. Now there's another pasuk here to tell me that yisurei nazir al mitzarefim zem zeh, even if eat them zeh achazir. That's the chiddush here according to Rabbi Kiva.
Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter, Betzek shebesitki areva. If you have a piece of dough that's stuck in the cracks of the areva means that's the bowl that they're kneading. In the kneading bowl where you put the dough, if you have a crack there, and you have some betzek, you have some dough. Is imyesh kezayis b'mokam echad, if you have a kezayis, an olive size of a dough, stuck in one place, chayiv levayir. It's also to keep that in your house throughout Pesach, but you have to be mevayir it before Pesach. V'yim lav is bottle b'miyutei. Let's say it's less than a kezayis worth in one place. We say that's bottle to the kli. It doesn't have a shame of chometz anymore, and therefore you're not chayiv levayir. So Mishnah says v'chaim linyan atuma. The same halach applies about a tuma. What does it mean to have a tuma? If the keli is tummy, and now you want to be tayva, put it into the mikvah. So as halacha, there can't be any ktsitz on the kli. So imak bit olav chaytzitz. If you are makbit to take the piece of dough off the kli, then it's chaytzit. You can't be toivel to put the kli in the mikvah, but first you have to peel off the dough off the kli. V'yim reitze b'kiyumai, but let's say you want this dough to stay in the crack of the kli, to stay there, to make the kli better. V'yim reitze b'kiyumai, you want it to stay there. Then hareyu kareva. Then we said that the piece of dough becomes like part of the pin, part of this kneading pin, and therefore it's not chaytzit, and it's not, you could be toivel the way it is. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Lo Yishonu Ela B'mokam Shein Asuyin L'chazik. When does the Mishnah say a chilek between the size of a kezayis in one place? You have a chiyuv to mevayir. If there's less than a kezayis in one place, you don't have a chiyuv. When is that said? Only B'mokam Shein Asuyin L'chazik. Where it's not oimed to keep the kli stronger. Like Rashi says, Alright, let's do a little more Gemara. But if this dough is in a place on the bottom of the kli where you want it to be mechazik to make the kli stronger, then we say ein chayiv levayir. You do not have to be mevayir, destroy this chametz, take it out of the kli, but rather you can let it stay in the kli. So the Gemara says, michlal tipochus mikzayis. Afilu b'mokem shein osui lechazik is ein achayiv levayir. That this is only said about a kezayis. Now, when does the Mishnah say you have to be mevayir? Destroy, take the chametz out of the kli, only if you have a kezayis. And even that is said only where, not on the bottom of the kli, in a place which not be mechazik, making the kli stronger. But on the bottom of the kli, where this dough is making the kli stronger, then even though it's a kezayis, you don't have to get rid of it. So Gemara says, Mechlal, from here there's a raya, that if papokos mekezayis, if you have less than a kezayis, a size of a kezayis, of a dough in this kli, afilu b'mokim shein osu lechazik, even higher up in the kli, when it's not meant there to make the kli strong, is mashma einoy chayim levayir. You do not have to destroy this chametz. You let it stay there. It's like Rashi says, Rashi is a pirish. Loi shonu the kezayis b'mokim echad chayim levayir. When do we say that loch is if you have a kezayis worth of dough in one place? You have to destroy it. Elishain has stokin b'shulia reva. If the cracks is not on the bottom of the kli, mokem hatzokas mayim. That's where the water goes to the bottom of the kli, and the water weighs a lot, so it pressures to put pressures on the bottom. So there it has to be strong that the kli should not, that the hole should not be a hole there, that the liquid should not drip out. You want the dough to be part of the kli there on the bottom to make it strong. The water should not go through. So therefore, on the bottom of the kli, if you have even a kezayis worth of chametz in one place, you are nichavir to stay to become part of the kli. You do not have to be mevayir. You do not have to destroy that chametz, but rather it becomes part of the kli. No, where is the machleik? Where does the Mishnah say is din? Bedafnoi sayim on the walls of the kli, the sides. Mokem shein osun lechazik. There it does needs to, never get such pressure pulling down on it, so it doesn't have to be so strong the sides. Then we say that a kezayis is a chiyuv to mevayir. Avolim b'mokam asuim lechazik kein is botel legabo, but on the bottom of the kli it's botel to the kli. Vevik kate, it's like a piece of wood. Timistoma bat linhu haigavra lohosim, the person that owns this kli wants it to stay there. V'yafilu kezayis ein achayim levayir. The Gemara says now it's a diik mechlal. So Rashi says, "V'tamud de'dayik mimulsa." The Gemara is making this milk, this diik from Shmuel Din. The yuk malamastisim mokem shein osu nechazik. The Mishnah that says the din of a kezayis is talking about only not on the bottom of the kli. Ugetoni masnisim the pochus mikan. If you have less than a kezayis, is bottle. And where's the Mishnah talking about? On the sides of the kli. So you see, according to Shmuel, even the sides of the kli, there's only a chiv to mavayer that dough that's stuck there, only if it's a kezayis in one point. But if it's less than a kezayis at any one point, you do not have to be mevayered. There's more ikadamasni, some learn it lohoa seifa. Some learn no, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel did on the seifa of the Mishnah. That the seifa of the Mishnah says, v'yim lav boto b'meyutei. It says what? If you have less than a kezayis, we say then a less than a kezayis of dough in stock in this areva, we say it's bottle of immutin. This the Gemara says, Amrav Yudah Mashmuel, Loishonu, when do we say that pochus mekezayis is bottle, ela b'mokam asui lechazik, only on the bottom of the kli, where it's also lechazik, that's when we say that a kezayis, that's where we say pochus mekezayis is bottle. Abu b'mokam shein asui lechazik, but on the sides of the kli, which not asun lechazik, is chayim levayir. Then even pochus mekezayis, you have to be mevayir. So this is a diik. Then mechlal the kezayis afilu b'mokam asun lechazik is chayim levayir. According to the second diik, the din of the mission is lechumra. That what? That when you have a kezayis worth of chametz in any one spot of the kli, you have to be mevayir. You have to destroy that chametz, get it out of your house, even though it's on the bottom part of the kli. Because we're saying now that the Mishnah says in the Seifa that if it's less than a kezayis, you don't have to be mevayir. That's not the talking about where it's on the bottom of the kli. On the bottom of the kli, where it's asui lechazik, then we say pochus mekezayis is bottle to the kli. Mashenkin, if there's a kezayis, it's not bottle to the kli, and you have to destroy it, even though it's on the mokim echazik. So the second sheet is much more lahachmir than the first sheet. Gemara says, Tanya Kalishna Kamla, Tanya Kalishna Basra. I'll bring your raya to the first lashon of the Gemara, and I'll bring your raya to the second lashon of the Braisa. Tanya Kalishna Kamla, bring your raya to the first lashon, how this Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said. That the first lashon is like this, that Betzek Shebesitke Areva. If you find dough stuck to the cracks in this dough, in this kneading pin, is the Moka Mosrin Lechazik. If it's done on the bottom of the Kli, where it's also Lechazik, you needed yet to make the Kli stronger, ain't Lechaitzitz. Then we say it's not Chaitzitz. V'yeinu Oiver, you're not Oiver by your own, by your Motzai. For Tefillah, you're allowed to be Tevil, it's bottled to the Kli. And for Chomis, there's no Issa by your own, by your Motzai. Also, we consider this this dough like part of the Kli. But what about if you have this dough, this piece of dough that's on the side of the kli, where you don't have to have such strength to it? Then we say chaytzit v'yoyver. Then it's called the chatzitz. It's not bottled to the kli. And then what? Then chometz and pesach yirova by yirova by yimotzei. You have to destroy it. Now it says clearly, when is this said that you have to destroy this chometz on the side of the kli? Because only if there's a kezayis there. Avol bepachas mekezayis, but if there's less than the size of a kezayis of dough stuck on the side of the kli, afilu b'makim sheino sun lechazik ein achaytzitz. Even on the sides of the kli, where there you don't have to make the kli stronger. Still, we say this svara. Any time it's less than a kezayis, it's bottled to the kli. This is a raya. The ainu over and huad din yinat over by your by motzei on Pesach, because we say this svara is bottled to the kli. This is a raya to the first lashon, a little bit lakula, that when you have pachas mekezayis, no matter where you find it in the kli, we say it's bottled to the kli, even on the sides of the kli, and it's ein achayev levayim. But when you have a kezayis, then the Mishnah says, if it's on the sides of the kli, that's not a mokka mosel lechazik, then we say it's a svar, it's not bottled to the kli, and you have to be mevayir it by four Pesach, and it's called a chatzit, you can't be tabled to the kli the way it is. Mashenkin on the bottom of the kli, the mokum with sasun lechazik and a chanami. There, even if you have the size of a kezayis worth of chometz of dough stuck to the bottom of the kli, still we say it's bottled to the kli, and you don't have to be mevayirish for Pesach. And then you could be toivel in the mikvah the way it is. This is a raya, a little lenient to the first lashon. Now the Gemara says, "V'tan yichlishna brasram." I have another brisa, another raya to the second lashon, like we learned before, lechumra. So what's the raya for this? Is it the sefer that says, "Betzek shebesidke areva"? If you have this dough that's stuck in the cracks of your kneading pin, b'malka mosri lechazik, even though this dough is stuck on the bottom of the kli, where you want to make it strong there, and there's a bigger svara to say you are mavatim to the kli, still we say ein achaytzis. True, it's not called the chatzitz. In other words, it is bought to the kli. V'ein oiver. And you're not over Mishum Bayiro Bayimotzen Pesach, because it's bottled to the Kli. What about the Mokim Sheino Sui Lechazik? What about if it's on the sides of the Kli? Not on the bottom, you don't have to have strength there. Then we say Chaitzitz, it's called the Chatzitz, it's not bottled to the Kli. You're not allowed to put it into the mikvah the way it is, if it's Tomei. Be over and you're over Bayiro Bayimotzen. It's not bottled to the Kli, it's considered you have Chomitz in your house on Pesach. Now it says clearly, Pameh Devorma Amurim, when is this said? Be Pochos Mikizayis. This is only said if you have pachas mekezayis. Then we say that pachas mekezayis, if it's on the bottom of the kli, b'makom asun lechazik, it's bottled to the kli. But if it's on the side of the kli, it's not bottled to the kli. It's not bottled. Even a pachas mekezayis, if it's on the side of the kli, it's not a makom asun lechazik, it's not bottled to the kli. And you're over by your own by your motzei. And who are then? If it's tamei, you're not allowed to be tevil in the mikvah the way it is. Avo bekezayis. But let's say you have a kezayis worth of chometz of dough at any one place in the kli, even if it's on the bottom on the makam asun lechazik, still we say that afilu b'makam asun lechazik is chaytzitz. It's called a chatzitza. It's not bottled to the kli. You cannot be tevelin in the mikvah. Hu adin v'yoyver and hu adin yoyver b'ayiro b'ayimotzei for Pesach. That since you have a kezayis at any one part of the kli, it's definitely not bottled to the kli, and it's clear that you have chametz in your house for Pesach, but you have to be mevayir. So if the Gemara l'chura kashin adodi, l'chura these two brises are still adodi, then l'chlamat, these two lashons before we have are still adodi. So manashah, who do we hold like? You bring me now good rayas like both of them, but l'chura they both can't be true, l'chura it's a stira. So l'chura kash, like who do we hold like? Not that he asked me this kashin, they have the rayas for both of them, but who should we hold like?